You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's May 29th, 2020. I'm Cammie Judd, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. A large four-story home in Idaho Falls was reported to have smoke coming from the basement Thursday night. Orange smoke and flames were seen coming from the basement, where the flames burned up to the ceiling and into the first floor of the home. Everyone living within the home managed to get out of the house safely. The Bonneville County Sheriff's Office closed off East 21st South to help stop the public from coming too close to the home. A battalion chief, three fire engines, a ladder truck, and three ambulances reported to the scene. Firefighters were able to extinguish the fire not long after they arrived. The fire was contained to the basement and first floor, but the smoke from the fire caused damage in most of the home. Damages were reported to be worth $150,000. Neither the firefighters nor those living in the home received any injuries. The Idaho Falls Fire Department's fire prevention and inspection team is investigating the fire as no one knows what actually started it. Speaking of fires, two men are facing up to 15 years in prison after admittedly burning down a Shelley home last year. East Idaho News reports 25-year-old Austin Hinckley and 51-year-old Stephen McMurtry have been charged with felony second-degree arson after months of investigation. According to the affidavit of probable cause, both Hinckley and McMurtry confessed to starting the fire because they wanted to get rid of the owner of the home. The alleged arson happened on March 27th of last year, leaving the house and everything in it a complete loss. On March 30th of last year, police interrogated Hinckley, where he admitted to starting the fire with McMurtry. Both men said they wanted to get the woman off the property. McMurtry said he was not sorry that the trailer burned down. This past Memorial Day weekend marked the beginning of the 100 deadliest days of summer. Student reporter Ashley Manson tells us more about it.
The 100 deadliest days of summer have begun after Memorial Day weekend came to an end. This year, the fatality rates have already increased. Although the pandemic has caused less of a need to drive, the roads are still as dangerous as before. Public relations specialist Aubrey Spence explains why this time of the year is so dangerous.
So what we typically see during the summer months, there's an increase of traffic on the roads. So we have kids out of school, families vacationing, and so it's just the sheer number of cars on the road. And the second component we see is distracted driving, impaired driving, and excessive speeding. So I think a lot of the times our guard is down in the summer, so we tend to drive faster, and we also have more distractions in our car, and we also have more reasons to celebrate. So I think all of those together is what adds up to them being the most 100 deadliest days.
In a data report released by the National Safety Council, there is a 14% increase in the fatality rates across the country as of March. 92 of the 224 people killed in car crashes in Idaho last year died during the 100 deadliest days between Memorial Day and Labor Day. This year, Idaho has already seen 24 deaths on the road since March 25th. Spence explains why there is an increase in crashes right now.
So fatality rates are down in March and April, but we're seeing an increase in fatalities miles per driven. So what that means is there's less people on the roads, but the miles per driven fatality rate is increasing. And so again, we're seeing excessive speeding. I think the roads are open, so people just feel more confident driving faster. We don't have the usual visual cues to slow down, so our speed can get out of control a lot quicker.
Even though we're seeing more accidents and fewer driving miles, it's not all bad news. Now that the state is beginning to reopen, we can expect more cars on the road. Spence shares some advice for your summer driving.
When you are leaving and traveling this summer, make sure you give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination so that you're not in a hurry. As passengers, when we're in the car, we can do our part to make sure that we are controlling the GPS or the music and that we're not being a distraction to the driver. And I think the third tip is just make sure that you get, you have a plan in place. So if you are driving somewhere and you will be impaired, make sure that you have a designated driver. You have a plan on who's driving and how you're going to get to and from your destination. And just always buckle up, wear your seatbelts, and slow down.
Whenever you are in a car, remember to pay attention to the road, slow down, be sober, and make sure you are buckled up. With BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Manson.
This has been a rundown of local news headlines for May 29th, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.